I'm a movie buff, and I've seen my fair share of science fiction movies. And while I try my best not to get overly frustrated, it sometimes boggles my mind why these big budget movies can't hire a scientist to get some consultation for basic science. For example, the Star Wars movies are incredibly fun for all ages, but they are full of scientific inaccuracies. One of the biggest ones for me are the massive explosions of the Death Stars. First of all, since space is essentially a vacuum, sound cannot propagate. So instead of that boom, you would hear nothing. Additionally, to sustain the massive explosions of the Death Stars as seen in the movies, a lot of oxygen would need to be present. Again, with space being a vacuum, it wouldn't be there. Instead, they would be more like large, silent camera flashes, followed by pieces of debris flying off in every direction. And by the way, the Death Star that exploded above the forest moon of Endor would have easily produced an extinction-level impact, much like the one that hit the Earth 65 million years ago to kill off the dinosaurs. Sorry, Ewoks, scientifically, you're dead. To conclude, movies are a way to escape reality for a while, but they can provide good learning opportunities for everyone, especially movie-loving kids, when these sort of scientific inaccuracies are discussed. This is Dr. Todd Young, Professor of Physics and Astronomy at Wayne State College. If you'd like to learn more about this and many other astronomical topics, please visit the Fred G. Dale Planetarium at Wayne State College.